Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, Easy. What is the best time on the clock?
I don't know. What is the best time on the clock?
6:30 is the best time on the clock. Hands down.
That's a good joke, Dayton. Now it's time for us to jump into this week's Big Word of the Week, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. It's located in Clinton, Maryland on 10204 White Avenue. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Okay, this week's Big Word of the Week is stratagem. Stratagem is a plan or scheme, especially used to outwit an opponent or achieve an end.
Just sounds like strategy to me.
But it's different.
Oh.
Okay. Because it says, especially one used to outwit an opponent or achieve an end. So, Dayton, when's the last time you had a stratagem?
Planning this podcast.
Who's the opponent?
The listeners? I don't know.
kind of weird podcast do you have? Whatever. Now it's time for this week's Negro League baseball player, which Dayton will inform us about this week.
That's a new one. Inform us about. Negro League baseball player is brought to us by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Joshua Gibson was an American Negro League baseball catcher. Baseball historians considered Gibson to be among the very best power hitters and catchers in history of any league, including Major League Baseball. In 1972, he became the second Negro League baseball player to be inducted in the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wow, he did a lot of stuff. And on that note, if you would like to send us another person who did a lot of stuff, or just feedback on a podcast, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. Now it's time for us to jump into this week's Quote of the Week. This week's Quote of the Week is brought to you by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. Located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's Quote of the Week is by Josh Gibson, of course. When you get hungry enough, you will find yourself speaking Spanish pretty well. What does that quote mean to you, Dayton?
I do not know.
No answer?
I don't actually know. When you get hungry enough, you will find yourself speaking Spanish.
Well, I don't know either. But what I think it means is, like, when you really, like, really, really want something.
You talk a lot? I don't know. What? You learn something?
You do it. Yeah, you learn or you do it.
Oh, you learn how to eat. I get it.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We'll talk about this after. Anyway, it's time for us to move on into our tech facts. This week's tech fact is brought to you by Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's tech fact is all the letter combinations from AAA.com to ZZZ.com have been taken. So that's in case your website was going to be ABA or something like that, it's taken.
Dang it. Welcome to the ABA podcast.
Okay, well, that's just what we had to tell you.
Here at ABA Institute.
No, but
dang it.
No more, David. It's time for the book recommendation, so tell us about that.
Well, the book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's book is called The False Prince by Jennifer A. Nielsen. In a discontent kingdom, civil war is brewing to unify the divided people. Connor, a nobleman of the court, devises a cunning plan to find an impersonator of the king's long-lost son and install him as a puppet prince. Four orphans are recruited to compete for the role, including a defiant boy named Sage.
Is the long-lost son named John? I just thought that would be a cool name. I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on into this week's Random Acts of Kindness. This week's Random Acts of Kindness is to make something for someone. It can be anything. A chocolate cake, a card, anything.
What was the big word of the week again?
Oh my gosh. Stratagem. You're going to make someone a strategy?
No. You come up with a stratagem to make someone something.
Yes, you do.
Bam! All
right.
Bomb so. Dropped. So. And it exploded. G.I. Joe.
Nope. What?
You know.
No, it don't work. If you would like to send us in your stratagem for building something, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com.
And you can win cool prizes.
Like what?
Toys. Wait, no.
What
T-shirts.
I mean, you can win toys if you want.
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Bomb dropped.
Whoa. Fanny Winnie Manny Packs.
Cheeto Puffs.
Cars.
Boom shakalaka.
G.I. Joe minifigures. Signed baseballs by me and Easy.
Nobody wants our stupid signed baseballs.
Whoa. Stupid is a very strong word. We'll strongly dislike.
Okay, just whatever.
Or strongly dislike baseballs.
Send us in at Brothers Bro if you want a signed baseball, and we'll give you one. But just
we'll give you five.
No, we're not.
Why?
Okay. As we start to wrap this podcast, let me give some shouts to people who make us possible. This week, as every week, until one day. It's our producer/director, BL Self. And this week our song is You Don't Love Me by Don Penn.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom
always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you guys next week.
Or later. Haha. You never know. We can upload a Savage podcast any day.
ADA podcast.
Yep. Here at ADA Institute, we upload ADA podcasts. Bye-bye.